Welcome to the Mind Blown Podcast, where curiosity leads and discoveries follow. I'm Melanie Avalon, biohacker, author, and health influencer. And I'm joined by Scott Immens, entrepreneur, health enthusiast, and seeker of the unknown. Together, we're here to take you on a journey to the very edges of science, technology, philosophy, history, and beyond. Did you know in the minute it takes to introduce this podcast, around 6 million Google searches will be conducted, and at the end of 90 minutes, the space station will have orbited completely around Earth? Did you know when you shuffle a deck of cards, chances are that combination has never been created before? Also, according to Einstein's theory of relativity, time doesn't pass at the same speed for everyone, depending on how fast you're moving. Or how about the idea of quantum superposition? That's that particles can actually be two places at once. So is this actually happening right here, right now? One last fun fact that actually inspired the genesis of this show. If you remember Tinkerbell dotting the I in the Walt Disney logo, that never happened. So on that note, get ready for our adventure on today's Mind Blown Podcast. Welcome back, cognitive connoisseurs, synapse surfers, and epiphany enthusiasts to the Mind Blown Podcast. I'm Melanie Avalon. I'm here with Danielle. We have a very special episode for you again, live from Vegas. Danielle, how are you today?
I am fabulous in the fabulous Las Vegas.
It is fabulous.
It is. Brandon Flowers.
And we have, I know, and we have a fabulous theory today for the audience, which I came up with.
Yeah.
And I feel very passionately about this theory.
Oh, I'm so excited.
But before we get into it, do you have a mind-blowing fact to start us off with?
Yes.
About Taylor Swift?
Yes, I do, about Taylor Swift. So you might know this already, but for her most recent Eras tour, she gave every single truck driver a bonus of $100,000 as a thank you. Yeah. No, it was not like publicized or anything. It was just her gratitude and kindness. And she gave $55 million in bonuses to the whole crew.
She's a goddess.
It's amazing. It's so cool.
So it's to rate that on the mind-blowing fact scale. It's not mind-blowing to me because I just feel like, that's just so in character for her. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, actually $100,000 for every truck driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and a handwritten thank you note.
And
to the truck drivers.
Okay, see that yeah, takes time.
That takes time. I bet she
That's
wrote
like
all
what
of
I
them.
Would do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't just like outsource it. Like she doesn't
No,
just, like,
she wrote those
she, like, writes
notes.
The thing, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like I give it a 10.
Yeah.
Not really, but like
9.9.
My honest answer, I feel like a 8.7.
I was going to say, honestly, it's more like a 7 just because it's not mind-blowing because it's her.
I mean, I guess it's like a 4.
So it's like a 3.
It's like a 2.
It's basically like not
it's
even mind-blowing.
Because it's Taylor Swift.
Nice.
Otherwise, it's a 4.
Nice. I'll take it. Okay. What's your fact?
Here's mine. Did you know, I got to get the right name. Did you know there is a millipede found and named in 2022 after Taylor?
Oh, my gosh.
A millipede. Do you want to know the name of it?
Yeah.
It's, I don't know if I'm saying this right, Nanaria swiftae.
Oh, my gosh. When you mentioned this at first, I was like, I thought we were doing Taylor Swift-related facts. Oh, my gosh.
So, and it's only found in the Appalachian Mountains of Tennessee, and Taylor is from Tennessee.
Oh.
And I guess it was a Swiftie who found it. They actually found 22 different ones, I think. Or they found a lot. They went on an excursion and they like found all these millipedes. And then they named one of them after Taylor.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to rate that. I mean, that's pretty. It doesn't surprise me just because of the Swiftie aspect. But it is like pretty mind-blowing in general that would happen. So because it's Taylor Swift and Swifties, I would say, like, you know, 3, 4, but in overall, like a 9 or 10.
Hi, friends. If you've been wanting to try my Avalon X Spirulina or are already obsessed like me and want a portable, travel-friendly version, we now have a mini size available. I am so excited about this. I am obsessed with spirulina because it is one of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet. In fact, it is so nutrient-dense that NASA worked with it to help support the nutrition of the astronauts in space. It is a powerhouse.
We're talking a complete vegan protein where a serving contains 625% of your daily vitamin B12. Yes, vegan B12, over 1500% of your daily vitamin A, 100% of your hard to get vitamin K, and over half of your daily iron. And it's not just that. It also contains potent longevity compounds, things like glutathione, superoxide dismutase, CoQ10, GLA, and so much more. It's almost shocking how incredible spirulina is for your body. So much of our health and longevity involves meeting our nutrient status, and spirulina can help you do that. It supports energy, immunity, even beauty and detox. It took a long time to develop our spirulina because I was obsessive with getting the purest, highest quality spirulina out there. I searched high and low and found the perfect version of spirulina. It comes from the pristine, clean waters of Hawaii, from an extremely environmentally sustainable production facility, and it is purity tested to the max. Not only is it tested by the facility, we third-party tested it for over 70 pesticides, as well as heavy metals and mold. And the new mini version is so cute, so it's an amazing way to try it if you haven't tried it, or if you want to buy a smaller order, or if you want to travel with it, it's the way to go. It comes in beautiful glass bottles to help prevent leaching of plastics into ourselves and the environment. And by the way, it tastes amazing. Yes, I tasted so many different ones. You can get spirulina, including the large bag and this new mini size, at avalonx.us. Use the coupon code MelanieAvalon to get 10% off. And you can get text updates when you text AvalonX to 877-861-8318. And doing that will get you a one-time 20% off coupon code. You can also get email list updates at avalonx.us/email list. I can't wait for you guys to try this spirulina. Grab the mini version now. Use the coupon code MelanieAvalon for 10% off at avalonx.us. Are you ready for the theory of all theories that
yes.
I came up with? And what's crazy is I've looked on Google and Reddit and all the things, and nobody has this theory yet.
Fun fact, this morning on the treadmill, when I was running on the treadmill, I listened to these songs, and you are absolutely right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You believe me now.
Remember?
For listeners, we had a little bit of a debate about what's going on here, but...
Yeah, we did have a debate, and I had that debate up until this morning. Now I align with your theory.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here we go. The album 1989 features so many incredible songs, one of which is Wildest Dreams, another of which is Clean, another of which is This Love.
Not that it matters, but the order is Wildest Dreams and then This
the
Love
order,
and then Clean.
So Wildest Dreams is track 9. This Love is track 11 and Clean is track 13. Clean being at the end makes you think Clean is about the end of the relationship and like she's finally clean and not going back to this person. I think this is not the case and I will explain why. Also, Wildest Dreams feels like a hookup type thing. Like it feels like the person she's with is not like her like serious lover, you know? It's like more of like a hookup.
It feels like we're cheating and it's not going to last long sort of
cheating?
Situation.
Yeah, I don't think it has to be cheating.
Okay. That's what it felt like for me when I listened to it.
Okay.
Because she talks about it ending soon.
Right. That's why I feel like it's like a hookup. Like I feel like she's just like.
Okay. That makes sense too.
Okay. And so like.
I was thinking like mistress type of situation, but okay.
Yeah. I never got mistress from this.
Okay. It could be like a hookup thing.
But regardless, it's like. Yeah, because at the very beginning, let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now. Nothing lasts forever, but this is getting good now. However, so yeah, and then the whole thing's just like, even if you're never going to see me again, you know, say you'll see me in your wildest dreams, I'm paraphrasing. But that's the vibe of it. Clean, on the other hand, is about never, like finally getting over somebody. You're finally clean. You're never going to risk it. You're never going to go back to them.
And it's like an addiction that you've broken.
Yeah, and you're like done.
Yeah.
So, Wildest Dreams, hookup, clean, not going back to this person. I think, actually, Wildest Dreams, not just a hookup, that it was more serious and clean. I think she goes back to him. And this is why.
Wait, you gotta say that again. It was too fast.
Wildest Dreams is presented as a hookup.
Okay.
I think it wasn't just a hookup.
Okay.
I think that this person actually meant a lot to her.
Okay.
And then clean is presented as like, this is over. I'm not going back to him. I think she goes back to him.
Got it. Okay.
And here's why.
This Love features, This Love is a song about This Love Came Back to Me. Like, basically, she's, like, with the person, and then the person goes out. Okay, let me just get the lyrics to do it justice. So she says, in this love, that there was, like, clear blue water, high tide came and brought you in. So this is, like, her getting with this man. And I could go on and on and on, and I will, which she does. And then skies grew darker, currents swept you out again,
mm-hmm.
and you were gone and gone and gone and gone.
So we're thinking about clean.
No, not yet. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't listen to me.
No. So I just want to get like the plot.
Okay.
So person comes in, person goes out. And then it says, in silent screams, in wildest dreams, I never dreamed of this. Before I touch on that, what she never dreamed of is, this love is good. This love is bad. This love is alive, back from the dead. These hands had to let it go free. This love came back to me.
Mm-hmm.
So she never dreamed that I think it was going to come back to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then tossing, turning, struggled through the night with someone new. So this person is gone and she's like with somebody else.
Wait, we have to reference what songs she's referencing as we go through.
I'm going to go back to that. I just want to like get the plot of this.
Oh, okay.
So tossing, turning, struggled through the night with someone new, and I could go on and on and on and on. Lantern burning, flickered in the night, only you, but you were still gone and gone and gone. So in the plot of this song, a person comes in, person goes out, she sees somebody else, and while that person's gone, she's thinking of this other person. And then in losing grip on sinking ships, you showed up just in time. So the person comes back. So, and then she goes about like, this love is good, this love is bad, blah, 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 blah. Your kiss, my cheek, I watched you leave. Your smile, my ghost, I fell to my knees. When you're young, you just run, but you come back to what you need. So the important part of this plot is that the person is coming in and out. And in the in-between, mm-hmm. she's thinking of that person. What's important is at the very beginning, she says, in silent screams and wildest dreams, I never dreamed of this. And silent screams is referencing, I'll do that one first. And wildest dreams is referencing wildest dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So this person who's going in and out is probably the guy from Wildest Dreams. And then in silent screams, this is when I had this epiphany, because in Clean, she says, the water filled my lungs. I screamed so loud, but no one heard a thing. So that is a reference to Clean. This means in this story where this person's coming in and going out, and she, like, never dreamed of it. She never dreamed of it when she was hooking up with him in Wildest Dreams. And she never dreamed he would come back when she was having silent screams and Clean. So he came back.
Okay, friends. I have some mind-blowing and scary facts about your skincare and makeup. Did you know that there's essentially no regulation of skincare and makeup in the U.S.? And that most skincare and makeup products are high in endocrine disruptors, which mess with your hormones? These are compounds which are linked to hormonal disruption, thyroid issues, fertility issues, autoimmune conditions, and even cancer. And they are rampant in our skincare and makeup. That's right. When you're putting on that skincare and makeup to supposedly support your skin and help it look better, you actually could be doing damage to your skin and your body and your health. It is a massive problem today. And ladies, if you're thinking of having children, these compounds actually pass through the placenta into the newborn, setting up our children with a toxic burden from birth. And these compounds can last in our system for years and years. In one study testing conventional lipsticks, for example, most were found to be high in lead, and the half-life of lead is up to 30 years. That means when you put on some conventional lipstick, 30 years later, maybe half of that lead has left your bones. There's also a legal loophole from the 1960s where companies can put whatever they want in products and don't have to tell you what it is. They just put it under the label fragrance. This is why safe skincare and makeup is so important to me, and I am so passionate about a company called Crunchy. Their standards are impeccable. Crunchy products contain no toxic ingredients, which they define as any ingredient known to cause harm or health hazard based on available ingredient data and research. Each ingredient actually undergoes a 30-step screening criteria for safety. All the products are gluten-free, with third-party lab testing comparable to food standards. A ton of their products are non-GMO, just look for the badge on their website, and all of their products are vegan, except for their lip oil, which contains organic beeswax from humanely sourced regenerative beekeeping. drink. All of their products are also Leaping Bunny certified, cruelty-free with no animal testing and made in the USA, with the exception of wooden pencils and accessories, which are made in American-owned factories in Germany with extremely high social, ethical, and environmental standards. And they use sustainable and environmentally conscious packaging with no plastic for primary packaging. Their products are also incredible. They make hands down the best mascara I have ever tried. Their Golden Light Multi-Peptide Facial Serum will make your skin glow. They also have an incredible Daylight Facial Cream and Nightlight Facial Cream, and an awesome makeup cleansing balm. You can check out their foundation as well, and their incredible sunscreen products. If you want safe sunscreen, you've got to try Crunchy. You can shop with me at crunchy.com/Melanie Avalon. That's crunchy.com/Melanie Avalon. And new customers can use the coupon code ADVOCATE10 to get 10% off eligible orders. New customers with me will also receive a gift from me after your first purchase. So again, for the ultimate in safe skincare and beauty, go to crunchy.com/Melanie Avalon and use the coupon code ADVOCATE10 for 10% off, as well as a free gift from me. For all the latest discounts, specials, and announcements from me in the world of safe skincare and clean beauty, definitely get on my email list. That's at melanieavalon.com/cleanbeauty. For all the latest text updates, just text skincare, one word, to 877-861-8318. That's the word skincare to 877-861-8318.
So Wildest Dreams was not just like a casual hookup. It was actually a person going in and out of her life. And Clean, it wasn't over. He comes back.
I feel like...
this is mind-blowing.
I feel like you're about to cry this from emotion. This is mind-blowing.
Okay, and now who is this person? Well, that's easy. So, and to further full up, like, clarify, like, support my theory here. What track is on 1989?
Style.
Which is clearly Harry Styles. It's called Style. What is the theme of Style? Hooking up with somebody, like, after it's over. Like, the plot of that song is, like, we'll never grow out of style. And, like, when they hook up, he's like, I heard you were with somebody else. You know, she's like, I heard you were with somebody else. And he's like, or I heard you were out with some other girl. And he's like
it's
I'm
true.
Thinking of you. Yeah. So, like, the vibe of the song is that they're over, but they're still hooking up.
So that fourth song is part of the story as well.
So Style is like, yeah, part of it as well. But how do we, we have to connect these three songs to Harry Styles, which I think we can do because she says he's so tall and handsome as hell. I think, so the two options for this are Harry Styles, he's 6 feet, or Matthew Gray Goobler, which I didn't even know she dated him. And that was like mind blowing. He was 6'1", but we're going to go with Harry Styles. Clean. The quote I have about Clean, she said, I wrote as I was walking out of Liberty in London, someone I used to date, it hit me that I'd been in the same city with him for 2 weeks and I hadn't thought about him. When it did hit me, it was like, oh, I hope he's doing well and nothing else. That's what she says about Clean. Now, so it was somebody in London, which would speak to it being Harry Styles. The timeline of Harry Styles matches this because basically they're like together, then they're not together, then they're together. It's like very much like all of that. So, like, if I just briefly go through it. So, like, they meet in March 2012. Taylor starts dating Connor Kennedy in July 2012. September, they both perform at the same award show, Taylor and Harry. Taylor breaks up with Connor Kennedy in October 2012. And then, let's see. So, November 2012 is when Taylor Swift and Harry, like, the romance, like, the rumors start. They have their first, like, date that's captured by the paparazzi, December 3rd, 2012. December 6th, they kiss at a friend's birthday party. December 13th, they celebrate her birthday together in England. December 19th, Harry gets a tattoo and Taylor is with him. And then they meet each other's parents. And then this is when things are not going to go so well. Okay, so December 13th is at Christmas time. They spin it together. And that's when they have a snowmobile accident.
Out of the Woods.
Very important. Which is featured in Out of the Woods.
My favorite song.
And the interesting thing about Out of the Woods is, like, the vibe is, like, are we out of the woods? Like, it's this vibe of, like, you feel like she's, like, with this person. And it's, like, never quite, like, settled and, like, never quite together.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's important is it over now, released on the, well, it was released way later, but it was from that album, right? Or is it from the next, was it from the later album? Is it over now?
I don't know.
Okay. So Is It Over Now, we get way later released in the extended edition of Taylor's version of 1989.
Mm-hmm.
That song references the snowmobile accident. Like white blood, mm-hmm. red snow.
Yeah. Something like that.
Red blood, white snow.
Yeah.
And that whole song is about like, is it over now? Like when we're hooking up with other people, is it over?
Yep.
So, oh, now it's playing on my phone. And then I will just briefly get the rest of the timeline. So they kissed December 31st, 2012 on Times Square. And then they go on vacation January 2013. And that does not go well. They're there just for a few days. Taylor leaves early. They break up.
Thrilling announcement, friends. My EMF blocking product line is finally here. And I'm going to tell you how you can get 10% off. Did you know that EMFs are considered a type 2B carcinogen by the IARC? They are linked to so many health issues, including headaches, migraines, fatigue, and even potential fertility issues. Thankfully, there are a lot of ways to reduce your exposure, and one of the best ways is to not use Bluetooth AirPods. And also, do not put your phone by your head. In fact, did you know that if you look in your iPhone, go to the legal section, and then RF exposure, Apple literally suggests that you use hands-free options like speakerphone, headphones, or other similar accessories to reduce your exposure to EMFs. Yes, it says this in your iPhone. And here's the other thing. Even wired headphones, being digital, can conduct EMFs into your head. That's why I made Avalon X EMF-free air tubes. They're basically like your normal wired headphones, but they turn into analog closer to your ear, so it stops transmission of EMFs into your head. I'm launching with black ones and rose gold. You can use adapters to make them fit any phone. And the reason this launch took so long, we're talking actually years, is because I was so neurotic on getting good sound quality. I cannot even tell you how many different prototypes I tried, but we finally have them and you can get them now. Go to AvalonXEMF.us and use the code Melanie Avalon to get 10% off. That's AvalonXEMF.us with the coupon code Melanie Avalon to get 10% off. That link will actually redirect to my partner's website at Shield Your Body, and that coupon code Melanie Avalon will get you 10% off site-wide for all of their EMF blocking products, including my air tubes. AvalonXEMF.us with the coupon code Melanie Avalon for 10% off.
There's like this massive gap from early 2013 until August 2013 when we see them a little bit together. Not together together, but they're both at the same like event. And then let's see. Taylor releases 1989 in October. Oh, so this is like a major gap. So like the next year she releases 1989. And then it's like on and off, people like seeing them together. So like December 2014, they're spotted together at the Victoria's Secret fashion show. But then they separately attend a party January 2015. And then later she does the music video for Out of the Woods. The point is it's a very long relationship where they seem to be very on and off. I feel like they're hooking up a bit. And I feel like these songs are telling a completely different story.
How so different?
Because Wildest Dreams was not just a meaningless hookup that where you're never going to see them again. Like
right.
It wasn't a one time, like we're never going to see each other again type thing.
Right. Because when you put all the songs together, it creates a whole new meaning.
Because I think Wildest Dreams is a standalone. Feels like a hookup, like I'm not going to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was Harry Styles and I think she saw him like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Clean feels like the end where she never sees him again, but I think she did see him again. And I think when she sees him again, it's like you never go out of style. They keep hooking up. And we know this because in this love, the person that's, and it's a love, not just a hookup, is going away and coming back and going away and coming back. And when they're gone, she's thinking about other people. But this happens, which she never imagined, in Silent Screams, which happened in Clean, which we thought was the end, and it's not the end.
Oh my gosh.
He might never go out of style. I feel like
he won't.
I rest my case.
Wow. So most of the album relates to this love relationship between them.
I think so, yeah. And is it over now?
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know.
Extended version.
Yeah.
Wow. So when I listen to these songs individually, I will definitely think about them completely different.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's all I have to say about that.
Well, You know, Clean and Out of the Woods are like my favorite. So now when I listen to Clean, I'm going to have a whole different thought process around it.
Yeah.
Because I always...
It's kind of upsetting because Clean was like so like, yeah. Okay, like we're done. I'm never going to risk it. I'm never going back. But yeah. I mean, she went back.
She did. Mm-hmm. There's proof because she mentions it in this love.
In this love.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yep. So friends, listeners, we hope you enjoyed our theory. And
yeah, I it's more than a theory. Like it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done.
All right.
I can't believe you came up with that.
Thank you. Thank you. I will talk to you next week.
Okay. Talk to you next week.
On like a Taylor note. What would Taylor say?
I don't know. You know better.
Is it over now?
Is it over now? Is it over now?
Is it over now?
Is it over now? Maybe, maybe not.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Mind Blown podcast. Don't worry, your brain can store about 1 million gigabytes of data. That's enough memory to record continuous TV shows for over 300 years. That said, psychology suggests that your memory is actually just your memory of your last memory, leading to a process called memory distortion, where your memories change over time. If you're enjoying the show, remember to subscribe and write a brief review in Apple Podcasts, and definitely let us know what you find most mind-blowing.